96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's not always the most comfortable health issue to talk about. Truth is, at any time, any of us might need an organ or tissue donation to save our lives. But those critical donations are not always available. Why is that? And what can be done about it? Well, my guests are talking about that issue with me tonight. Dr. Clive Callender is a renowned transplant surgeon here at Howard University Hospital and founder of the Minority Organ Tissue Transplant Education Program. Also with us, John Tatum. He is a multiple transplant patient, including two kidneys and a liver. And he's sitting right here looking just fine and smiling. So I guess that's some good news for him. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us come.
Good evening.
Let's talk a little bit about why this issue is of particular concern in minorities, specifically the African-American community, Dr. Callender.
We have 2 to 4 times the incidence of high blood pressure and diabetes, and they are the leading causes of kidney failure. And for that reason, we've been involved in a campaign to increase minority donation, particularly African-American donation, for quite a while, actually, since, you won't believe this, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I've seen some incredible accomplishments. For example, when we first started this effort, there were only 8 organ donors per million by African-Americans.
Why was that? Why does it appear that African Americans then, as now, seem to be, you know, at the lower end of the donation spectrum?
We identified 5 reasons. The first one was that the African American community was not educated and empowered to know that we were in great need and that we were afflicted twice as often as any other ethnic group.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the first things to do is to go into communities, educate and empower them. Second had to do with religious myths and misperceptions. Concerns that in that great getting up morning, go to the pearly gates, you only have 1 kidney, you only get 1 wing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your eyes, you don't get your chance to see great-grandmama in the hereafter.
Wow.
Myths, forgetting that Christ came to save us, and he gave his life so that we might have a second chance at life. And similarly, we should follow his example, and organ tissue donation is ordained by all major religions. So there's no religious reason why you shouldn't. There's a great religious reason why you should.
Mm-hmm.
Third had to do with a basic distrust that occurred as a consequence of the Tuskegee incident, incidents like that in which minorities were taken advantage of. And we've overcome that now. We've got a president of the United States who's the African-American, and many other people in those positions. So we've overcome some of that.
Now, before we get to 4 and 5, because I want to make sure that I hear from Mr. Tatum, because I want to drill down on some of those reasons, by the way. But I definitely wanted to hear from Mr. Tatum. Simple question, Mr. Tatum, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to be feeling great. My health is restored, and I feel just like a normal person now, with no real issues.
Mm-hmm. What was your first issue? Was it the liver? Was it the kidney? What?
My first issue was liver failure.
Mm-hmm.
I came down with a disease called hepatitis C. And at the time that I got it, it was not a lot known about that particular disease. And so they felt as though a transplant would solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. And then was the kidney issue related to that or something else?
Well, the kidney issue came a lot later. A lot of times the medicines, the anti-rejection medicines that you take can have an adverse effect on other organs. So about, I would say about 15 or 16 years into the successful liver transplant, then my kidney started taking a toll, and it's probably because of the medicine routine.
Mm-hmm. You know, something did occur to me, and I want to find out more about that situation. Dr. Callender, we have heard, you mentioned history. We've heard that there was a time in American history when blood was segregated. Is that applicable, not segregation, but a match for an organ? Is it more likely that a black person will match another black person for a kidney or liver or lung than not?
Well, you might have a match, but that does not mean that you'll have the better success because you have a black organ. Mm-hmm. We've learned through the years that it really doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, mm-hmm. and that what you need is a kidney that is a match and will give you the longest survival, which is not related to ethnicity.
Interesting, because I often wonder about that, because as we know through history, you know, the segregation of blood, it didn't matter. And so when we want to ask more African Americans and more minorities as a whole to donate, I'm sure that's a question that some people would be asking.
Not only is that an issue, when we first began doing this, we believed that was the case. However, doing research, we've identified that ethnicity is not a factor, at least as it relates to the African-American population. In other words, if an African-American gets an African-American organ, that African-American is no better off than if he got an Asian organ or a Latino Hispanic organ.
Or male or female.
Yeah,
interesting. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you have a question or if you have a comment about organ and tissue donation, please give us a call. There's an opportunity for you to get your questions answered. We're going to take a break, and we're going to ask on the other side something that a lot of you will probably be interested in finding out. How do you do it? How do you register? How do you become eligible to donate? Do you have to be in perfect health? All of those medical issues coming up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing organ and tissue donations as well as transplants with Dr. Clive Callender, a renowned transplant surgeon at Howard University Hospital. He's also founder of the Minority Organ Tissue Transplant Education Program. Also with us, John Tatum, a multiple transplant patient, including two kidneys and a liver. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Also interested in, you know, hearing from our listeners, do you have an aversion to becoming a donor of an organ or tissue? And if so, why? Please share your concerns and your thoughts about that. So, Dr. Callender, in order to be a donor of, let's say, a kidney or a liver, even I would imagine that with a liver, obviously, if you're a donor, that happens after you would pass. Is that correct?
Not necessarily. You can be a live liver donor. Parents to children. We have some parents who have given part of the liver because the liver is one of the organs that will grow back.
That's right. It rejuvenates. That's correct. Right. I do remember my biology from God. That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
there you
right,
go.
Right, right.
Do you have to be in perfect health in order to be a donor, say, of a liver or kidney?
The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. You have to be in perfect health, you have to be willing, and you have to be compatible. Those are the three things that are critical in that order. healthy, willing, and compatible. Mm-hmm. If you're those three things, then you can be a donor.
Mr. Tatum mentioned that he was on, at some point, you were on some kind of medication. What was the term you use about to prevent rejection?
Exact, anti-rejection medicine. I took that for a while, and to keep the liver from rejecting, because after all, we've got to keep that liver going, because you cannot live without that. So it did take an adverse effect on my kidney, and I had to go into dialysis. Mm-hmm. And once on dialysis, I made arrangements to, as you put it, register to be on the transplant list for a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on that list, and one thing about being on that list is that the waiting time, even though it's shorter now, at the time that I was on that, it took about a 7-year turnaround.
Wow.
In order to get an organ. Mm-hmm. Of course, as I said, it's come down some. But a quicker way to get an organ, kidney transplant, is to have a live donor step forward, in the three ways that Dr. Callender just mentioned.
I want to talk more about that, too. Let me grab a phone call real quick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, or 855-288-4876. Moji calling from Great Falls. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I donated my kidney to my husband, who is African-American, and I'm Persian.
Hmm.
And we were a perfect match.
Wow.
And, just like the other gentleman, they told him that he had to be on the registry for 8 years. And that was 8 years of dialysis, and I knew that he couldn't make it. But all the doctors were very much amazed of the match that we were.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically, genetically, a Persian woman and a Black-American men are not compatible, and we were a living example of it.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm really glad to hear it. And how is his health now?
Well, unfortunately, he died 9 years later of a different of lung cancer, genetic lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the gentleman told you that because of the anti-rejection drugs, your immune system becomes very weak.
Well, Moji, can you do me a favor? Because I want to hear a little bit more from you, but I've got to take a really, really quick break. Would you mind holding on for me?
I'll hold.
Please do. Also, we are going to continue this conversation about being a donor. We're going to tell you how. And, of course, tonight, after the program is over, we will make sure that we post any information that you need so that you can become a donor. So if you're on the phone, please do not hang up. That includes Moji, Gene, and Gloria. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.